Welcome to the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you to reach your potential, define your purpose, and to live with passion. And I'm your host, Andy George, and I want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule and joining me on this podcast journey. Before we jump into the content of this particular podcast, if you haven't done so yet, would you please go ahead and subscribe to this podcast, as well as go ahead and share this with all your friends. For more content and more information, you can go over to andygeorgecoaching.com. So before we jump in, I want to encourage you once again that if you are in the Raleigh-Durham area, it is not too late for you to join us on the October 11th John Maxwell Live to Lead event. This is an amazing event where leaders from around the world are gathering in Atlanta, Georgia, and our friends over at Crossroads Fellowship are hosting the live simulcast for this event. So if you haven't heard anything about this yet, it's on October 11th. So if you're just now listening to this before the 11th, it is not too late to register. And so you can go ahead and look at the link below on this podcast, and it will give you directions on how to do that. And I want to play for you just a real quick clip from last year's Live to Lead event that will give you a little insight and a little encouragement as we go forward. And so here we go. Take a listen to this clip right now.
What I'm talking about is having the willingness, the ability to make positive changes in your life as a leader and in the life of the organization, the company, the group that you lead. If you make the right kind of a change, a right kind of a shift, you're going to become better because of that as a leader, and the people around you are going to become better because of that.
All right. Well, I hope you join me on October 11th. Once again, you can find the link below in the podcast on this channel. Well, listen, today I want to talk about confidence, and specifically, where does your confidence come from? And also, I want to talk a little bit about how do you draw the line between being confident and being arrogant? And I know that sometimes there's a real fine line between those two. And I'm sure we've all seen people on both sides of that. We've seen people who are just generally really confident, and we've also seen people that are pretty arrogant. And there is a fine line that balances those two extremes. So this is coming out a little bit out of my own journey. I've been on this little health journey as of late, and I'm going to get into a little bit more later. But my own health journey, I found myself recently overweight, out of shape, and I started to really notice that this was really affecting me, not just physically, but also emotionally, and my confidence, quite honestly, my confidence was absolutely rocked. And, you know, I speak a lot. I speak on stages, on podcasts, on videos, and my confidence level was really struck by this. And I started to think about, man, where's my identity really come from? Where's my confidence really derived from? What is it that's causing me to lose confidence in myself? Surely it's not just the way I look, although that was definitely a big part of it. So what I want to do real quickly is I want to give you three areas and three ways that you lose confidence. And then we're going to wrap it up at the end with the difference between being confident and being arrogant. So here we go. The first way, how do we actually lose our confidence? I think that one of the ways we lose confidence is due to lack of preparation. I think when we do not prepare well for whatever it is that we're doing, whether it is an assignment, whether it's in sports, whether it's a job or a task, whatever it is, that if we're not prepared well, then it's going to affect our confidence. And what happens often, we've seen people do this, and I'm sure you've done this too from time to time, is that what happens is that you'll end up faking it until you make it. Come on, you've been there before, right? You've not prepared it as best as you can, and so you just wing it and you just fake it until you make it. See, what happens when we don't prepare well is ultimately we don't connect well with people. I think this is an area where we don't really quite understand the ramifications from that. If I'm not prepared well in whatever it is I'm going to do, whether it's speaking, whether it's a one-on-one meeting, whatever it is, if I'm not prepared well, I am not going to connect with people. I'm not going to connect with people as a speaker connects with an audience, but I'm also not going to connect one-on-one with people, because what happens is I'm not present in the moment. And what goes on is that this lack of preparation causes fear, and that fear causes nerves, and it causes stress, and it does not allow me to actually be present in the moment with the very people that I'm trying to add value to and trying to connect to. So I think one of the biggest ways that our confidence is rocked is when we don't prepare well. You know, when we prepare well, all of a sudden, it's amazing how fear just goes away. When we prepare well, it's amazing how confident we are. Once again, it doesn't matter if you're on stage speaking in front of people, or if you're playing sports, or if you're working on a project that you got to deliver, you know, you got to deliver a presentation for, whatever it is, preparation leads to great success and great confidence. The second area, number two, the second area of how we lose our confidence is that we rely too much on natural talent. Therefore, we stop developing. I'm going to say that one more time. The second way that we lose confidence is when we rely too much on our own natural talent and therefore stop developing. So whether you're a good speaker, whether you're creative, maybe you're naturally gifted at tech software or business, maybe you're a natural athlete or a natural born leader. What happens, I've noticed, is that you can only get so far on your natural talent. And honestly, you get noticed because of that talent, don't you? We all do. We all have gifts and talents that we have. And when we lean into those and we find a job that allows us to expose those gifts and talents, we get noticed. And when you get noticed, all of a sudden you get promoted or you get more assignment or you get to manage the team differently. And so what happens is when we rely on our own talent, we have a tendency then to not develop because we're the best in the room. And when you feel that you are the best in the room because you're the most talented at something, then all of a sudden you stop growing. So then what happens when somebody better than you steps into the room? What happens when somebody who has that same gift set or that same talent that you have comes in and now they're better than you? Do you ever think about that? And maybe that's even happened to you. When we start thinking, I'm the best and I've been the best, and now all of a sudden I'm not. The way that you, my friend, stay the best in your gifts and talent is by to continually develop those gifts and those talents. So whatever it is, whatever field you're in, whatever you feel you are really good at, that you are just naturally good at, are you still developing that talent? Are you still developing that gift set so that you can still influence people well? Okay, the third area, number three, the third area that we lose confidence in is honestly in our self-esteem. Our self-esteem, it's either going to help us or it possibly is going to crush us a little bit. So I've already told you a little bit in the beginning of this episode that I've been dealing with my health. And I was sitting around a little while ago and I realized how incredibly out of shape I was. And it's been a kind of a lifelong journey in this. I've never been, you know, being skinny was never my problem. In high school, I was athletic. I played sports in college. When I got married and graduated college, I feel like I was on a 25-year decline. About 10 years ago, I was in the best shape of my life. I entered a race 10 years ago, and me and a few guys did it together. And I found myself in the best shape of my life. And then after the race was over, it was a steady decline back towards being unhealthy, being overweight. 3 years ago, I stepped on a scale and I was the heaviest I'd been in my entire life. And it kind of shocked me into getting right with myself and getting grips on where I am. And I took about a year and got healthy again, lost about 40 pounds, feeling good, looking good. Confidence level was there. And then I'm back down on the side slope. So recently I stepped on the scale again. Luckily I didn't gain it all back, but I gained enough back to be eye-opening again. In fact, I started this journey I've called Slug to Savage. And the reason I call it that is because physically and health-wise, I felt like a slug. And I was very sluggish. And I've entered a race in May of 2020. I'm going to be doing a Savage race in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so I've entitled this journey Slug to Savage. In fact, if you want to follow along with the Slug to Savage journey, you can follow along on my YouTube channel, which I'll link below. And every week I'm posting videos about my health journey. One video is just me talking to everybody. And then the next week I'm interviewing people and I'm kind of in that rhythm. So I'm pretty excited about it. But here's what I noticed about my self-confidence because of my self-esteem. All of a sudden my confidence plummeted. I didn't want to go anywhere. I've already told you I speak in front of people and it was really hard. Even though I would prepare well, I wasn't nervous about the way that I prepared. I just didn't feel good about me. And so even when I prepped well, I was still affected in the way that I was communicating. And that battle of self-esteem, where does that battle come from? That battle comes from inside your own mind. It is absolutely a battle of the mind and a battle of the will. And what it does is that our self-esteem, the way that we view ourselves, that's actually the lens that you will view the world in. So if you don't feel good about yourself, you're going to look through that lens to the rest of the world. And you're going to look through that lens to your job, to your spouse, to your family, to your own self. That is the lens that we look through. And our self-esteem problems are all over the place. Mine particularly was because of my health and my weight. But maybe you're the opposite. Maybe you've been dealing with anorexia for your whole life. Maybe you were abused as a child and you're dealing with those problems. Maybe it's been relational. Maybe somebody at one time in your life has called you a loser, called you stupid. Maybe somebody told you that you're never going to amount to anything, that you are going to be this way the rest of your life. Maybe you had a rough childhood, and you get the gist, right? You get the idea. All of our lives are filled with excuses that we can lean to, we can look back to and say, this is the reason why I am who I am. But if we settle for that, if we simply just settle that this is all I'm going to be and this is as best as I'm going to be, we are allowing that self-esteem to give us the lens to see ourselves through then. So if I view myself as a loser, if I view myself as fat, if I view myself as out of shape, if I view myself as a hypocrite because I'm trying to tell other people how to live and I can't even control my own weight gain, I'm going to see myself through those lenses, which is going to create that spiral down the rabbit hole you go. And so how do we deal with this? How do we handle it? Well, we handle it just the opposite of what we talked about. So how do I gain self-confidence? Well, I prepare myself well. How do I continue in self-confidence? I develop my gifts and my talents well. And how do I develop self-confidence with my self-esteem is that you've got to win the battle in your mind first, my friend. Firstly, you got to win that battle of your own will. So let's wrap this up. How do we tell the difference between confidence and arrogant? And how do I remain confident so that I don't have an arrogant attitude? You know, arrogance is kind of ugly. We've all seen it. Most of the time, arrogance comes from an insecure place. It comes from pride. But to truly make an impact, it is the why behind what we do. If I can answer the question about why I do what I do, then all of a sudden I'm going to make a different impact. So for me personally, the reason, quite honestly, the reason why I do what I do, the reason why I do this podcast, the reason why I like to speak into people's lives is I want to add value to people. I want to add value to you. My hope and desire, honestly, for doing these podcasts is not just to fill my day with stuff. I'm busy. I got lots of things going on. I'm not just doing this just to fill my time. I want to add value to you. Hopefully that's something I said over the last 10 minutes is going to add some kind of value to you. When I meet with somebody one-on-one, I want to think about how do I add value to this person? So what would happen in your life, in your confidence versus arrogance, if you thought, how can I add value to somebody today? How can I add value to where I work? How can I add value to my employees? How do I add value to my spouse? And how do I add value to my own self? See, what happens when we start to focus on adding value to other people, that leads to one word, and this is the word that keeps us confident and not arrogant, and that word is humility. At the end of it all, we have to be humble leaders. And humility is a state of my mind and heart that tells me that it's not about me, but it's about adding value to you. When I think that way, this leads and drives me to being humble. And my friend, a humble leader is not a weak leader. Being humble doesn't mean you're a pushover. It doesn't mean that you're weak. It doesn't mean that you're a yes man. A humble leader, quite honestly, is a strong leader because we value other people first. So think about it. Where are you in this shift? Where are you in confidence versus arrogance? Where are you find yourself today? Do you have confidence? Are you dealing with something? Are you dealing with something else that's going on in your life? What's keeping you from being confident? And so with that, I hope that this has added value to you. I really do hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that it truly has helped you in some way reach your potential. I hope it's helped you define your purpose, and I hope it's helped you to live with passion. One more time, quick plug, if you're in the Raleigh-Durham area on October 11th, come join us over at CrossFit Fellowship for the Live to Lead event. You can find the link below. Otherwise, have a great rest of wherever you are and whatever day you're listening to this on, and I'll catch you on the next episode.